Hare Krishna. Learning is driven by purposefulness, lamenting by pointlessness. Often, when we look back at the past, we all need to learn from the past. We have made some mistakes and we have to avoid repeating those mistakes. And for the purpose of avoiding the repetition of those mistakes, we need to learn from, we have to learn, okay, this is what I did, this is what I should not have done, this is what I thought, this is how my thinking was wrong. Now learning is good, learning from the past is good, but sometimes learning from the past is replaced by living in the past, and not just living in a joyful sense, but in living in a mournful sense, where we are simply lamenting about the past, rehashing what has happened and condemning others or condemning ourselves. And overall drowning ourselves in negativity. So lamenting means, oh, why did that happen? Why did they do like that? Why did he or she speak like that? Why did I do like that? Whichever way it might be. Overall, lamenting ends in disempowering us. Lamenting ends in making us wasting our time, wasting our mental energy and disheartening us. So lamenting is definitely undesirable. So what happens is that when we are lamenting and learning, what is the essential difference between lamenting about the past and learning from the past? The essential difference is who is in control. Now when the mind is in control, then the mind just takes us on its own stormy waves of thoughts, taking us here, taking us there, making us go here and there, and just making us lose perspective, lose control, and we are just not able to do anything in that way. But if we focus, so this way, the mind is not in control. If we are in control, if we are calm, we are composed, and then we calmly take our mind behind. If we are not in the mode of ignorance, but we are in the mode of goodness, then we can learn from the past. So, when there is purposefulness, okay, let me analyze, this happened, what can I learn from this? Then when we are purposefully driven, then we can learn from the past. But when we are overall in a mental stupor, feeling that everything is pointless, nothing works out right for me, and in that process of there is no point in the thinking, we're just rehashing what happened again and again. That sort of pointless thinking is definitely in the mode of ignorance. And that simply makes us more and more negative. Krishna talks about such thinking as being in the mode of ignorance. Yaya sapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madamevacha navimunjati durmedha dhritisapartha tamasi. So one who is Vishadi, this is Krishna talking about, who are worker in the mode of ignorance. Then he also says, Vishadi Dirgha Sutri Cha. Vishadi, one who is always doing lamentation. Oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? One who is habitually mournful, such a person Krishna talks about as a person who is in the mode of ignorance, a worker in the mode of ignorance. So we, by keeping our sense of purposefulness strong, when we learn from study scripture, practice meditation, cultivate a mood of devotion, then we have a strong sense of purposefulness in our life. And with that sense of purposefulness, when we work, then we can actually work constructively for moving towards Krishna. We can work constructively towards attaining sustainable spiritual advancement. And we can work constructively also for learning from our past. So by cultivating purposefulness through our spiritual practices, thereby calming and focusing our mind, then when we look at the past, we can learn from the past. Thank you. Hare Krishna.